Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿主耶稣的平安恩惠与各位同在。
Praise and thank God that all of us can come here safely to worship the true and living God together.
我们感谢天上永活的真神，让我们今天能够平安到达这边来敬拜他。
So we know the theme for this SSC and CYC is a life of servitude.
我们知道这一次的学生灵恩会主题就是过着服侍的生活。
So the purpose for God to call us to His kingdom, not only to enjoy His blessing.
所以神把我们招选到了他的国家里面，不只是在这边享受福气而已。
But also we must serve Him as a true and living God.
我们到这边一定就要为着这个活着的真神来服侍他。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像我们的主耶稣基督。
Even though He was God Himself.
虽然他是真神本身。
But He was the great servant of all.
但是他也是众人的仆人。
So because of this, God was very pleased with Him.
就是因为这样子，神才特别的喜悦他。
And exalted his name above every names in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth.
把他的名提升在万有之上。
So that's why for us, if we want to be great.
所以说，如果我们今天想要成为大的
，we also must be the servant of all.
那我们也要成为众人的仆人。
But as a servant of God, we need to have the right attitude.
那要成为神的仆人，我们要有正确的态度。
Let's turn the book of Exodus chapter 21.
我们请看出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21 verse 2.
出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus 21 verse 2.
第二节。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing.
你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。
So we can see in the book of Exodus, after God gave the Ten Commandments to the chosen people,
我们知道在出埃及记，在神颁了十诫之后，
He also gave them the law concerning servants.
他也告诉他们怎么样来处理希伯来人的奴隶。
And God said, if you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years.
他说，如果你买了希伯来人做奴隶，他要服侍你六年。
And in the seventh, he shall go out free and pay nothing.
第七年，他可以自由白白的出去。
So in other words, after 6 years service to his master, he can go out free without any charge at all.
就是说，这个仆人他在服侍了他主人六年之后，他可以不用付任何代价就可以成为自由之身。
So what does this mean?
这是跟什么意思呢？
This means if he want to continue to serve his master, he must be able to do with a willing heart.
就是说，如果他想要在六年之后继续的服侍他的主人，他就是要甘心乐意的来服侍。
That's why in chapter 21 verse 5.
就是我们看第五节。
But if the servant plainly say, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free. Verse 6.
第六节。
Then his master shall bring him to the judges.And he shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. So we can see that during this time, if the servant realized that he loved his master,
所以我们看到，如果这个时候这个仆人他觉得自己是非常爱他的主人，
and if he realized he loved his wife and his children,
他也爱他的妻子儿女，
and then he will not willing to go out.
他不愿意自由出去。
And then because of this, and then they make a covenant between him and the master.
那这样子，他就跟他的主人来做一个约定。
And then his master shall bring him to the doorpost and to the judges.
那这个主人就把他带到门前，到审判官那里。
And then his master shall pierce his ear with an awl.
用锥子穿他的耳朵。
To say that his servant willing to serve the master freely, as because he loves him.
那就是说，这个仆人要白白永远服侍这个主人，就是因为他爱他的主人。
So we can see this servant, even though has the freedom to go away from his master.
所以这个仆人虽然他可以自由，他可以离开了他的主人。
But because he loved his master.
但是他爱他的主人。
Because he loved his wife.
因为他爱他的妻子。
And because he loved his children.
因为他爱他妻子给他生
的儿女。Because the servant knows if he continue to serve his master, the master will not only take care of him.But also take care of his wife and his family.
因为这个仆人知道，他只要继续服侍这个主人就会继续照顾他和他的家人。
So because of this, with a willing heart, he want to continue to serve his master.
所以他就甘心乐意的要继续的来服侍他的主人。
So nowadays, for us as a servant of God,
那今天我们是 神的仆人。
We also need to have the same attitude.
我们也要用同样的心态来服侍神。
Every single one of us have the freedom to serve God or not.
我们每一个人都有自由的选择来服侍神，或者是不要。
But the reason we want to serve Him because we love our Lord very much.
那为什么我们要愿意来服侍神呢？就是因为我们爱他。
For me, this year I have traveled so much.
今年我到了很多的地方。
And sometimes I was thinking, how much would they pay me for it to be worth it for me to leave my family almost 8 months out of the year?
那我就想说，他们要给我多少钱，让我能够愿意离开我的妻子八个月呢？
And sometimes you get sent to Africa, you know, every day you feel that you're so hungry.
有时候我被派到非洲，每一天都觉得肚子很饿。
And I remember the last time I went to Africa, I lost 25 pounds.
上一次我去非洲的时候，我减轻了25磅。
And when I came back, my wife feels so pitiful for me.
那我回来的时候，我的妻子觉得我很可怜。
And now every time she sees me, she always forces me to eat.
那她现在开始每次看到我都一定叫我吃很多东西。
And she always wants me to get fat.
她都想要让我吃的胖胖的。
But I say to myself, how much would it be worth for me to leave my family this long?
所以我就想说，如果要他们要给我多少我才会愿意离开我的家人那么久呢？
And I say to myself, even a couple $100,000 a year, I don't think it's worth it.
就算他一年给我十几万，我还是觉得不值得。
But why I'm willing to serve God?
但是为什么我愿意来服侍神呢？
Because His love compels me to do so.
因为他的爱激励我来服侍他。
And not only that, I know because when I serve God, God also will take care of my family.
那我也知道，当我服侍他的时候，他也要照顾我的家人。
As many of you know, I have many brothers and sisters.
你们可能知道，我有非常多的弟兄姐妹。
And of course, when I came to know Christ, I always want them to come to know Jesus also.
当我来认识耶稣之后，我也希望他们也可以认识耶稣。
And for the last 10 years, this is the main concern that I have.
在过去的十年当中，这件事情都一直在我的心里面。
But praise and thank God, as we speak, 11 members of my family were baptized.
但是很感谢神，直到今天，我的家人已经有11个。
And this is really God's blessing.
那这真是从神来的福气。
I have not done anything to deserve this blessing.
我从来都没有做任何事情让神应该要给我这个福气。
But we know as long we live our life to serve God.
但是知道我们只要在这边继续的用我们的生命来服侍神。
God will take care of us and our family.
神就会照顾我们，照顾我们的家庭。
Just like now, my biological parents are living with me.
就好像我的亲生父母，他们现在跟我住在一起。
And my two nieces and nephew.
那我两个侄女
，and for 27 years I never lived with my biological parents.
已经有二十七年，我没有跟我的亲生父母住在一起了。
But this last year, God gave me the opportunity to live with them.
但是在过去的一年当中，神给我机会，让我可以跟他们住在一起。
And it's truly a great blessing for me.
那真的对我来说，这是很大的恩典。
So there's every one of us who want to serve God.
所以我们每一个人是不是想要来服侍神呢
？We must serve Him with a free, willing heart.
我们一定要用一个甘心乐意的心。
And only then that a servitude can be a sweet-smelling aroma.
这样子我们的服侍才能够带来香气。
That a servitude can reach all the way to heaven.
这样子我们的服侍才能够达到天上，达到神的面前。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣的服侍。
Let's turn the book of Psalm chapter 40.
我们看诗篇的第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 8.
第六到第八节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 through verse
8. 诗篇第六到第八节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Verse 7.
第七节。
Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book that is written of me. Verse 8.
第八节。
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. So we know these three verses is a prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ coming.
我们知道这三节就是在预言主耶稣的到来。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ completely knows the heart of God.
我们知道主耶稣他完全明白神的心。
That's why in verse 6 it says, "Sacrifice and offering you do not desire."
所以在第六节说祭物和礼物你不喜悦。
And it says, "Burnt offering and sin offering you do not require."
燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
But what do God want from our Lord Jesus Christ?
那神向耶稣所要的是什么呢
？That for him to delight to do his will，
就是做行成神的照着主的旨意行。
And that the law of God is always in his heart，
那神都一直在他的心里。
So that's why in verse 6 say, "My ears you have opened."
所以在第六节说，你已经开通我的耳朵。
This ears that you have opened in the Hebrew is the exact word that we have read in Exodus chapter 21.
这个开通耳朵就是在我们刚刚在出埃及记读到的一样。
In other words, our Lord Jesus Christ is willing to serve God for the rest of his life.
就是说我们主耶稣他甘心乐意用他一生一世来服侍神。
And freely serving God.
甘心乐意没有任何代价的来服侍神。
So if we have the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们跟有主耶稣的心态一样。
Then for sure we'll be the greatest of all.
这样子我们就能够成为最大的。
By being the servant of all.
就是成为众人的仆人。
So that's why sometimes in our church we hold titles to be so important.
所以有时候在教会我们觉得那些职分很重要。
But title is not important.
但是其实那个职位一点都不重要。
But those of us who serve God with our title.
但是有些人有的这些职分名称来服侍神。
And I'm sure I serve to be really pleasing to God.
那我也相信他们的服侍是很得神的喜悦。
Of course, if we get voted to be council members.
如果我们被选出来当做负责人。
We must perform our duties.
我们一定要把我们的工作做好。
We must be very diligent to serve the true and living God.
我们一定要甘心乐意尽力的来服侍真神。
But even those of us who are not voted to be council members.
但是其他那些并没有被选上的弟兄姐妹呢。
It doesn't mean we cannot serve God.
不是说我们就不能够服侍神。
Because the church belongs to every single one of us.
因为这个教会是属于我们每一个人的。
Not only for the ministers in church.
也不是只有传道的。
Not only for the council members in church.
不是只有负责人的。
But every brother and sister who've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
而是每一个被神宝血所买的弟兄姐妹的。
So that's why every single one of us, we should find a way to serve the true and living God.
所以我们每一个人都要找到一个方法来服侍神。
And do it with a willing heart.
要甘心乐意的侍奉。
If you look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们来看主耶稣的话。
He really set a great example for every single one of us.
真的为我们设立了一个很好的模范。
We know that he is God.
我们知道他就是神。
But he came in the flesh.
但是他降生成为肉体。
To be a servant for every single one of us.
来成为众人的仆人。
So that's why we must learn from him.
所以我们一定要从他身上来学习。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 13.
我们请看约翰福音第十三章。
The book of John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节。
Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I did not wash you, you have no part with me.
第八节，彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
So we know that during this time after the feast, Passover,
我们知道这个是在逾越节之后。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that he must depart from the world.
主耶稣知道他离世的时间到了。
And he said he have loved his own until the end.
他爱他们爱到底。
Now after the supper ended,
那当他们吃完了这个逾越节的晚餐。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was God himself,
虽然主耶稣虽然他就是神本身。
But he girded himself as a servant.
但是他像仆人一样拿一条金束腰。
And during this time he rose up and put a towel around his waist.
他离席拿了一条手巾束腰。
Then he poured out water into the basin.
然后他把水倒在盆里。
And began to wash his disciples' feet.
就开始洗他门徒的脚。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he acted just like he was a servant.
我们的主耶稣就好像仆人一样的来
工作。So that's why during the time he came to Peter.
所以当他来到彼得面前的时候。
And then Peter asked him this question.
那彼得就问他。
Lord, are you also going to wash my feet?
主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Because usually the servant washes the master's feet, not the master washes the servant's feet.
因为本来应该是仆人洗主人的脚，不是主人来洗仆人的脚。
So that's why during that time Peter was completely in shock.
所以这个时候彼得他完全就是非常的惊讶。
How can my master wash my feet?
我的主人怎么能够来洗我的脚呢？
So that's why in verse 8 Peter answered Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在第八节彼得这么回答他。
You shall never wash my feet.
你永不可洗我的脚。
So why did during this time that Peter said to our Lord, "You shall never wash my feet"?
所以这个时候，彼得跟他说，主耶稣说，你永不可洗我的脚。
Because feet are the lowest part of our body.
为什么他会这么说呢？因为脚是人最低的地方。
Every morning we get up.
每一个早晨我们起来的时候
，I'm sure we look at our faces many times.
我们一定看看我们的仪容有没有整齐。
Make sure there's nothing anything on it.
干不干净？
Make sure we are nice and shaved and clean.
我们一定把胡子刮好。
Maybe some sister put some kind of makeup on it.
可能我们的姐妹会放化妆一点。
We always take care of our faces.
我们都把我们的脸照顾得非常
好。Because our face is the most prominent on our body.
因为我们的脸是人家一看就看到的。
But our feet.
但是我们的脚呢？
How many of us this morning wake up and really take care of our feet?
我们今天早上起来有没有好好的照顾我们的脚？
Maybe even though sometimes it can be very smelly. Right?
可能有时候甚至它还是臭臭的。
You know, and then we just leave it aside.
但是我们就不管它。
And sometimes feet are also very ugly.
那有时候我们的脚可能是丑的。
So there's nothing really good about feet.
所以对我们的脚没有什么很好的地方。
You can see many commercials on television.
我们常常在电视上看到很多
的广告。Face commercial, hands commercials.
我们可以看到手的广告，脸的广告。
I never have seen any feet commercial.
我从来都没有看过脚的广告。
Because feet is really the lowest part of our body.
因为脚就是在人身上最卑贱的地方。
Because sometimes not only ugly, but also can be very smelly.
因为它不止有时候丑陋，甚至有时候还会臭臭的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, because He wants to be an example for every single one of us.
但是主耶稣他要成为我们的好榜样。
Then He's willing to wash His disciples' feet.
他愿意来洗他门徒的脚。
So because of this,That's why Simon Peter said, "Do not wash my feet."
所以这样子在这边，彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say to Peter?
但是耶稣怎么回答他呢？
He said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
So in other words, if Jesus did not wash the disciples' feet, they have no part with His kingdom.
就是说，如果主耶稣那个时候没有洗他们的脚，那他们就不属于神的国了。
And that's why in verse 9.
所以在第九节
，Simon Peter said to him.
西门彼得这么说
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
So this time when Peter heard that if Jesus did not wash his feet, have no part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他听到耶稣说，如果不洗，就与神没有份了。
Of course, Peter wanted to be part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然，西门彼得想要与主有份。
So that's why I said not only my feet, but also my head also.
所以他说，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
So when Peter realized this,
所以当彼得他醒悟过来的时候
of course he wanted to be part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然他要与主有份。
So how about for us?
那我们今天呢？
Even though our feet can be ugly,
虽然我们的脚可能是丑陋的
even though our feet sometimes can be very smelly,
可能我们的脚有时候会有脚臭
but remember our Lord Jesus Christ has washed every single one of our feet.
但是我们要记得我们的主耶稣已经为我们洗过了脚
So because of this, it becomes so precious in the eyes of God.
所以我们在主耶稣面前是非常宝贵的
Because our feet no longer smelly and ugly.
因为我们的脚不再是丑陋或者是臭的
But it's very precious in the eyes of God.
但是在主面前是宝贵的
I remember one sister from Boston.
我记得在波士顿教会的一位姐妹
And during the time of her baptism,
在她洗礼的时候
And as she prayed to God,
她这样子祷告神
And after baptism, she came back for foot washing in church.
在她洗礼之后她回到教会要来我们有洗脚礼
And during the baptism, she see water, our blood inside the water.
她在洗礼的时候看到水里面有血。
Then when she came back to church,
她回到教会的时候
when she prayed before her feet were washed,
在她在洗脚礼之前的祷告
and all of a sudden she saw these two golden feet,
她看到两只金子做的脚
and these feet were very beautiful.
那这两只脚非常的美丽
In the beginning, she wondered whose feet are these.
她一开始就觉得奇怪，这两只脚是谁的呢
Then she followed the feet up all the way to the top.
她就从这个脚往上看。
Then she realized these feet are Lord Jesus Christ's feet.
她发现这两只脚就是我们主耶稣的脚。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said to her, "If I wash your feet become just like mine."
那主耶稣跟她说，如果我今天洗了你的脚，你的脚就要跟我的一样。
Become very precious.
就变成非常的宝贵。
So that's why for us as brothers and sisters.
所以今天弟兄姐妹啊
，We must be very careful with our feet.
我们一定要非常谨慎我们的脚步。
Because our feet no longer belong to the things of this world.
因为我们的脚不再属于世上的事情。
Will belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经归入主内了。
So that's why whatever we do with our feet, we must be very careful.
所以不论我们用脚做什么事情，我们都要非常的小心谨慎。
Because the God in heaven has washed our feet.
因为在天上的神已经为我们洗了脚。
So that's why in verse 14.
所以在第十四节。
John chapter 13 verse 14.
约翰福音十三章第十四节。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
So our Lord Jesus Christ said to disciples.
所以主耶稣跟他的门徒说
，After I wash your feet, you have part with me.
我在洗了你的脚之后，你就与我有份。
But because I have washed your feet, you also should have wash one another's feet.
那我洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
And what does this mean for us?
那对我们来说有什么意义呢？
This means when we serve our brothers and sisters.
就是说我们在服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，
we should serve with a heart of humility.
就是要用谦卑的心来服侍。
And we should not think we're better than any other brothers and sisters.
我们不要想说我们比他还要强。
The same thing for us who are council members.
就教会的负责人长职也是一样。
The same thing for us who are ministers.
就长职传道也是一样。
Actually, as the minister of God, we are the servant of all the saints who sit out there this morning.
尤其是长职负责人，我们是各位众圣徒的仆人。
So that's why when we serve one another,
所以我们要彼此服侍。
We serve with a heart of humility.
我们要用谦卑的心来服侍。
And how can we serve one another with a heart of humility?
那我们怎么样以谦卑的心来服侍他呢？
We must serve with love.
我们要用爱来服侍。
Because without love, we cannot serve one another.
因为没有爱的话，我们就不能够服侍。
Just like all the prophets,
就好像所有的先知一样。
The reason they can be able to serve God because of their love for their fellow brethren.
他们今天能够服侍他们的弟兄姐妹，因为就是为有爱。
Look at Moses.
我们看摩西。
40 years leading the chosen people into the promised land.
是十年之久，他要带领以色列人进到迦南地。
But during that 40 years, he received many headaches from the people.
但是在那个40年当中，他们时常给他带来烦恼。
But every time when the people get in trouble.
那每一次这些人犯罪的时候。
And when God wanted to destroy them.
每一次当神想要毁灭这些百姓的时候。
Moses always put his life before himself.
摩西都把他的性命付上。
And put his life for his, the chosen people of God.
来为他们祷告。
Because he loved them very much.
因为他非常的爱这些百姓。
And this is the kind of attitude we should have.
那也这也是我们应该要有的一种态度。
Just like Paul.
就好像保罗一样。
Even though he was very educated.
虽然他是非常有学问的。
But he lived his life to serve God's people.
但是他活着就是为了要服侍神的百姓。
And he sacrificed a lot.
他也为神牺牲了很多。
Because the love that he had for his people.
就是又从他爱里面出来的牺牲。
So that's why for us, we have, need to have the same attitude.
所以我们也要有一样的态度。
That's why for me, as a servant of God.
所以对我来说是一个神的仆人。
I think one of the main reasons why I still in church because of the love from brothers and sisters.
我想我能够继续在教会很重要的原因就是我对弟兄姐妹的爱。
I remember one time when I was in Kenya.
我记得有一次我在肯亚的时候
We went to visit an old sister who her three sons has died from AIDS.
我们去拜访一位姐妹，那她的三个儿子都已经得艾滋病死掉了。
And this old sister, she lived really deep into the jungle.
那这位姐妹她住在森林的里面。
And very few time people go to visit her.
那很少有人能够到那边去探访她。
Because the journey is very difficult.
因为路程很遥远，
很困难。So during time, because we heard that her three sons have died, so we went to visit her.
所以我们那时候听到她三个儿子都死了，我们就想要去看探望她。
Maybe we walk one way about 3 hours.
所以我们一走去那边就要三个小时。
And when we reached to her place,
但是我们到她地方的时候
，we and the other pastor were so hungry.
我和另外一个传道工人，我们肚子非常的饿。
And during time, she have nothing at home.
那个时候，他在家里什么都没有。
And all she had was one egg, but it's very small.
那他有的只是一个小小的蛋。
Now there's two of us, it's only one egg.
那我们有两个人，那他只有一颗蛋。
And she did not know what to do with this egg.
那他不知道要怎么样来处理这颗蛋。
But she offered this egg to us anyway.
但是他还是把这颗蛋给我们吃。
Meaning the eggs were so small.
这个蛋非常非常的小。
And so during time she asked us, oh, what do you want me to do with this egg? Do you want me to boil it or fry it?
他就问我们说：“你要我怎么来处理这个蛋呢？你想要我来煮它，
and I
还是要炒它
？”I said, "The sister, if you fry this egg, will be melt into the pan, right? You won't see it anymore."
那我说，如果我们把它放到锅子上来炒的话，它那么小一下，可能就不见了。
But as we speak,
但是我们在讲的时候
，then the hen came in and laid another egg.
那母鸡跑进来，再下了一颗蛋。
So with our own eyes, we see why God is so wonderful.
所以我们亲眼看到神是多么的美好。
So now we have 2 eggs.
那现在我们就有两颗蛋了。
So during this time, the sister offered both of the eggs to the both of us.
那这个时候，这个姐妹就把两颗蛋来给我们两个。
And every time I eat eggs nowadays,
那现在我每天常吃鸡蛋的时候
，I always remember this sister.
我都记得这位姐妹的爱。
And always I see her face in front of me, offering us the only thing she has in her house, that is 2 eggs.
我都记得她那个时候是怎么把她仅有的两颗鸡蛋来给我们吃的。
And this is really a great love from her.
这就是 他对我们很大的爱心。
The same thing when I went to Taiwan.
我到台湾的时候也是一样。
Our brother and sister and the mountain area, they are so loving and so kind.
在山地的弟兄姐妹，他们非常的有爱心。
I remember the time I was there on a Saturday.
我记得有一次星期六安息日，我到那边的时候。
And it just happened I had a very severe migraine headaches.
那个时候刚好我的有一个很严重的头痛。
So after the morning service, I just went to the room and I slept.
所以早上的聚会之后，我都到房间去休息。
And I came out about half an hour later.
那在半个小时之后，我就出来了。
And all were waiting for me to eat.
他们每一个人都在那边等着我要吃中餐。
And the time I said, why not eating yet?
那我就问他们说，为什么你们还没有吃呢？
She said, if you have any guests, they always eat first.
那他们说，如果有客人来的时候，都是客人先吃饭。
And the time I feel very bad.
那个时候我就觉得很不好。
Because they waited for me to eat.
那因为他们等的我才可以吃饭。
And after we ate the main lunch.
那但我们主餐吃完之后
，And they brought a special food for me to eat.
他们又给我带来一个特别的特别的点心给我吃。
Of course, the special food doesn't look too good.
当然，这个它特别的点心对我来说是比较不能够接受。
Because it's like raw pork skin with black hair coming out of it, right?
因为是一个生的猪皮，然后上还有毛在上面。
And they put it on the fermented rice.
然后他们放在已经发酵的饭上面。
So not only the food smells really bad, but it looks also very bad.
因为不，所以不止闻起来非常的不好，看起来也非常的不好。
And during time they asked me, eat it, it's very good.
他们说，来，传道吃，这个很好吃。
So I asked the brother and sister from the city, I say, why don't you guys try it first?
那我就问那些从平地上来的弟兄姐妹说，你们先试试看。
And they say, no, we ate it already before, we know exactly what it tastes like.
他说，没关系，传道，我们以前吃过，我们都已经知道是什么味道。
So for me, if I eat any food, if any here in the food, I cannot eat anymore, because my stomach will be full already, right?
因为对我来说，我只要看到有毛的食物，我都吃不下。
So they keep looking at me, right?
然后他们就一直盯着我看。
And each one of them keep eating, say, look, they taste so good.
然后他们每一个人都拿起来自己吃，说，你看这个很好吃。
So during time, I took a piece of that raw pork, right?
所以我就拿了一小块生的
猪。It's not raw, but it's like pickle, right? It's like pickle.
就好像pickle 一样。
So with all the hair sticking out of it, right?
只是说有很多毛出来。
And I took it and say, dip it into the fermented rice. The fermented rice is just like when you cook the rice you left there for many weeks, right? It smells so bad.
那发酵的饭就好像你把饭煮好放在那边等几个礼拜，它就发酵了，味道非常的不好。
Of course, I took that piece of pork and I dipped it and I ate it. Oh, it tastes so disgusting.
我就把它拿了，放在那个饭里面吃了一口。觉得非常的恶心。
And every time I chew, I would drink like a whole cup of tea.
那我每咬一口，我就要喝很大口的一口水。
So one piece of pork took me about 5 minutes to eat it. It really tastes horrible.
那一小块猪肉，我就要五分钟把它吃完，又非常的难吃。
And I joke around with them, say, please, next time when I come, don't treat me so special.
那我就跟他们讲说，没关系，下次我来的时候不用这么特别的招待我。
But actually, the brother and sister have so much love.For the fellow brethren.
那当然，在那边的弟兄姐妹其实对我们是有很大的爱心。
And the same thing when I was in the U.S.
那我在美国也是一样。
When I was in theological training program.
当我在传道受训的时候。
So the senior minister always tell me when members ask what kind of food do you like, never say you like anything. I just say you like everything.
那当信徒问我说我要你喜欢吃什么的时候，我都跟他们讲说我什么都爱吃。
So one time I was eating purple yam. I never eat purple yam before.
所以我有一次吃紫色的番薯。
It just happened that like after I eat it, like wow, this yam tastes so good, right?
那我从来都没有吃过。那我第一次吃，我觉得这个味道不错。
And for the next month, morning, afternoon, and dinner, I always eat purple. They always have purple yam for me to eat.
然后再下来的一个月。早上、早餐、中餐、晚餐，他们都为我准备了紫色的番薯。
The members they are so loving.
当然，他那些弟兄姐妹非常的有爱心。
So that's why then later on I realized when you know when we have as minister we have to be very careful.
那我们身为传道者，我们要非常的小心。
Even sometimes I see some brother have really nice shoes, right? I cannot say, "Wow, your shoes are really nice." If I say this, the next time I see them, they'll buy me that pair of shoes.
我们看到弟兄，如果他们有一个很好、很漂亮的鞋子，我们不能说你这个鞋子非常好，因为可能下次看到他们，他就为我买了一双。
So that's why for us, really, our brother and sister are so loving and so kind.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹其实都是非常有爱心的。
And this is the way it should be as a chosen people of God.
那这也是我们属神的人应该要这么做。
We must serve one another with humility.
我们要以谦卑束腰服互相服
侍。We must serve one another with love.
我们一定要用爱心来互相服侍。
Because the feet that our Lord Jesus Christ has washed them have been very precious in the eyes of God.
因为这双脚已经被神洗过，非常的宝贵。
So and also in John chapter 13 verse 18.
所以我们看约翰福音十三章的第十八节。
John chapter 13 verse 18.
约翰福音十三章第十八节。
I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lift up his heel against me.
我这话不是指的你们众人说的。我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。
So we know our Lord Jesus Christ knew that Judas going to betray him.
耶稣知道。他自己将被犹大出卖。
But even though that was the case,
虽然他知道。
But our Lord Jesus Christ still continued to love him.
但是主耶稣继续的爱他。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ also washed his feet.
因为主耶稣也洗了他的脚。
That's why I said I did not speak concerning all of you.
所以说我这话不是指着你们众人说的。
He said I knew whom I have chosen.
我知道我所拣选的是谁。
But the scriptures must be fulfilled.
但要应验经上的话。
He who eats bread with me has lift up his heel against me.
同我吃饭的神要用脚踢我。
Even though during that time Judas followed our Lord Jesus Christ for 3 years.
所以让犹大他跟随了主耶稣三年。
But he lift his heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他用脚踢耶稣。
So for us, we also follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是跟随主耶稣。
Make sure we do not lift our heel against him.
我们一定不要用脚踢他。
That's why so many different Christian denominations.
所以我们现在看到有很多基督的教会。
They said when they are saved for life.
他们说当他们得救的时候，他们就永远得救。
So it doesn't matter what kind of sin they commit, as long as they come back to repent, they will be forgiven.
他们说不管他们犯了什么罪，只要回来悔改。他们的罪就能够得赦。
But actually, this kind of statement is very wrong.
但是其实这样子的话是非常错误的。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven for our sin,
因为当我们主耶稣原谅我们过犯的时候
，after he has washed our sin with his blood,
当他用他宝血洗净我们过犯的时候
，we should no longer live our life to sin against him.
我们不应该继续的活在罪恶当
中。Because the minute we sin against him again, the Bible says we put our Lord Jesus Christ again on the cross in open shame.
因为在我们再一次犯罪得罪他的时候。圣经说就好像把它重钉到十字架上。
So that's why for us as chosen people of God,
所以我们今天身为神所拣选的人,
we should stop sinning against God.
我们一定要不再犯罪。
Because the minute we sin against God, we lift our heels against him.
因为如果我们在犯罪的时候，就好像我们拿起我们的脚来踢他。
And it's the same heel that our Lord Jesus Christ has washed us.
就是这一双被主耶稣所洗的脚来踢他。
That's why often when I read this passage,
所以当我读到这段经文的时
候， I always think about the story about this man.
我都想到了这个人。
There's a man that he was escaping from Cambodia and go to Thailand.
有一个人，他从柬埔寨要逃到泰国。
And the journey about 7 days.
他要跑差不多要经过七天的旅程。
Of course, this journey, these 7 days, there's no water to drink, there's no food to eat.
那在这七天当中，在这个旅途非常的艰难，没有食物，没有水。
And often you find many people die on the roadside.
那在这七天当中，他可以看到很多人就死在路旁。
So this man is his journey to Thailand.
所以当他在到泰国的路中
，And all of a sudden he saw a baby on the roadside.
他在旁边看到了一个婴孩。
And he knows that many people already walk by this baby.
他知道很多人已经经过了这个婴孩走过。
But the chances for this baby to live and make all the way to Thailand is very slim.
但是要让这个婴孩到平安的到达泰国，几率太小了。
But this man he cannot walk by this baby.
但是这个人他看到了这个婴孩，他不忍心就这样过去。
Even though he knows that the chances for him to make it to Thailand together is very slim.
虽然他知道，就算他带上这个婴孩。也是很有可能不能够平安的抵达泰国。
But he be able to take this baby with him.
但是他能够带着这个婴孩。
Then praise and thank God they make it all the way to Thailand.
那感谢主，他们就平安的到达了泰国。
And when they get to Thailand, this man adopted this young this baby to be his own son.
那这个人到了泰国，就把这个婴孩收为自己的养子。
And then one day they got sponsored and come to America.
那有一天，他们就得到别人的赞助，能够到美国来。
And this man he worked very hard for his son.
那这个男人他非常的认真努力工作，为了他的养子。
And he gave his son whatever he can give him.
那这个儿子要什么，他就可以的就给他。
But this son is also he's always very rebellious.
但是这个儿子他常常都是非常叛逆的。
So often he was put into jail.
常常这个儿子都被人家抓去关。
Because he involved in gangs activity.
因为他参加，他跟很多黑社会的人在一起。
So often his father would go and bail him out of the jail.
所以这个父亲的他就常常要到监狱去把他带出来。
So once again his father was on his way to bail his son out.
那有一次这个父亲就要到监狱去把他儿子领出来。
So before he got there, the father stopped and bought a whip.
那有一次他在他的路中他就停下来买了一条鞭子。
So on their way home,
回家要回家的时候
the father took his shirt off,
这个父亲把他上衣脱下
and give the whip to the son,
把这个鞭子给他的儿子。
And he said, son, whip me with this whip.
他说儿子用这个鞭子打我。
Of course, the son thought the father was joking.
那这个儿子就以为父亲在开玩笑。
So the son started laughing.
所以这个儿子就开始笑。
And the father was very serious.
但是这个父亲非常的严肃。
He said, son, take this whip and whip me with it.
他说儿子用这个鞭子打我。
And during this time when the son looked at his father's face, his father was quite serious.
那这个儿子再一次看他的父亲满脸都是非常的严肃。
And then the son asked the father, why do you want me to whip you?
他就问他说父亲为什么你要我打你呢？
And he said to his son,
那他这么跟他的儿子说
Sons, I love you since you were little.
儿子啊，从你小我就非常的爱你。
Because of this, I brought you up just like my own son.
那也是因为这个原因，我就带你如同带亲生的儿子一样。
Now in this country, I work very hard to feed you.
在这个国家，我也很努力的工作来喂饱你。
But never once you do anything good.
但是你从来没有做一件好事。
You always get yourself in trouble.
你都常常做那些坏事。
So from now on, if you want to do something bad,
所以从现在开始，你要做坏事的时候
，instead of going out and do something bad, just take this whip and whip me with it.
你不要到外面去做坏事，你就在家里用鞭子打我就好了。
Because it would hurt me less for you to whip me than for you to go out there and cause so much problem.
因为你用鞭子打我比带给我的痛苦比你出去犯罪的痛苦还要少。
So when the son heard this,
所以当这个儿子听到的时候
he realized that his father loved him very much.
他明白了他的父亲对他的爱。
Because of this, the son changed the way he lived his life.
就从这个时候开始，儿子就改变他的生活。
And made determination not to do anything that is to hurt his father again.
他就从这个时候开始立志不要再伤害他的父亲。
So for us, it's the same thing as Christian.
对我们来说，身为基督徒也是一
样的。We know our Lord Jesus Christ died and crucified himself for us.
我们知道我们的主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Every single one of us deserves to go to everlasting hell.
每一个人在座的每一个人，其实我们都应该去下地狱的。
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ's love,
但是因为主耶稣的爱
，He purchased us with His own blood.
他用他宝贵的血买了我们。
So now the reason we are here and have fellowship with one another because the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们今天能够在这边，就是因为有对他的盼望。
That's why it's only right that we no longer live a life to sin against Him.
所以我们真的应该不再活在罪恶之中。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have died for us.
因为我们的主耶稣已经为我们死了。
And no longer the life that we live is for ourselves, but for the person who died for us.
那我们今天继续活着，不是为我们自己而活，而是为那个为我们死的人而活。
So because of this, we should not lift our heels against our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因为这样子，我们不要用脚来踢我们的主。
We should live a life of blameless and holy before God.
我们要过着无可指摘，在神面前圣洁的生活。
So that's why we must be very careful with our feet.
所以我们要非常谨慎我们的脚。
Do not use it to kick our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的脚不要用来踢我们的主耶稣。
And also turn to Genesis.
我们请看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章
verse 15,
第十五节
Genesis chapter 3 verse 15,
创世纪第三章第十五节
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So we know after the temptation and the fall of man,
我们知道在人受试探
God have cursed mankind.
神就咒诅人类。
Not only mankind, but also God have cursed the serpent.
那神不止咒诅人，也咒诅那条蛇。
And it said to him,
那神这么说
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇。
And between your seed and her seed.
你的后裔和女人的后裔。
He shall bruise your head, but you shall bruise his heel.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So this means God allows Satan to bruise our heel if we're not careful.
就是说，神允许魔鬼来伤害我们的脚跟，如果我们不小心的话。
So that's why the feet that have been washed by Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的脚已经被主耶稣所洗了。
Make sure we do not allow Satan to bruise it.
那我们要小心谨慎，不要让魔鬼来伤害他。
Because if we bruise our heel,
因为如果我们的脚跟被伤害了，
then it's very difficult for us to journey to the heavenly kingdom.
那这样子，我们行走天国路就会变得非常的困难。
How do we know if our heel been bruised?
我们怎么样才能够知道我们的脚跟是不是受伤了呢？
If we do not like to come to church,
如果我们今天不喜欢来教会，
If we do not like to read and pray to God,
如果我们不喜欢读圣经祷告，
This means our heels has been bruised by Satan.
那就是说我们的脚跟已经被魔鬼来伤害了。
That's why we must be very careful.
所以我们一定要非常的谨慎。
If we not be careful, then Satan will bruise our heel.
如果我们不小心谨慎，我们的脚跟就会被伤害。
If he bruise our heel, and then our journey to heaven kingdom would become very difficult.
那如果我们的脚跟被伤害了，走天国路就会变得非常
的辛苦。So how can we stop Satan from bruising our heel?
那我们要怎么样能够防止我们的脚跟被魔鬼伤害呢？
Let's turn the book of Psalms.
我们请看诗篇。
Psalms.
诗篇。
122.
121篇
Psalm 122
122篇
Psalm 122
诗篇第122篇
Verse 1 and verse 2
我们请看第一节和第二节
Psalm 122 verse 1 and verse 2
诗篇122篇第一节第二节
I was glad when they said to me, Let us go into the house of the Lord, verse 2
第二节
Our feet have been standing within your gate, O Jerusalem. So we can see this is a psalm of King David.
我们看到这边是大卫所作的一首诗
As a king, he had everything.
身为一个王，他拥有世上一切的荣华富贵。
But the thing that make him joyful the most，
但是什么事情可以给他带来最大的喜乐呢
？The things that make him glad the most，
让他带来最大的快乐。
That is go into the house of the Lord，
就是往神的殿去。
Because he loved to go into the house of the Lord，
因为他喜欢站在神的殿里面。
Because he said, Our feet have been standing within your gate, O Jerusalem。
他说耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
So the only way for Satan not to bruise our heel is for us to put both feet inside Jerusalem.
所以不要让魔鬼不能够伤害我们的脚跟，只有我们的脚跟把它放在教会里面。
In other words, we must put both feet inside the church of God.
就是放在耶路撒冷，放在我们的教会里面。
Because if we want put one foot inside the church, one foot in the world, this means the door cannot be closed.
如果我们把一只脚放在外面，一只脚放在里面，这样子门就不能够关起来。
If the door cannot be closed, this means we can leave a foothold for Satan.
如果这个门没有关起来，我们就是给魔鬼留地步了。
So that's why we must be very careful.
所以我们一定要非常的小心。
When we look at our brothers and sisters,
如果我们在看我们弟兄姐妹的时候
，a lot of times, sometimes we argue and fight for no reason.
有时候为了很小的事情，我们就大大的争吵。
The reason we argue and fight because the work of Satan.
那我们争吵也是因为魔鬼的原因。
Because sometimes we as a chosen people of God do not put both feet inside the church.
因为我们身为神的儿女，没有把两只脚都放在神的殿里面。
One time an elder was testifying to me.
有一次，一个长老跟我做见证。
When he first came out to be a minister.
当他一开始出来。当传道的时候
He was assigned to one of the church was very difficult.
他被安排到一个教会，那这个情况非常的复杂。
Because this church, many brothers and sisters, they're always fighting one another.
因为在这个教会里面，很多弟兄姐妹都互相大大的争吵。
And they have sent elders there before, but he could not do anything.
他们以前有派长老到那边去牧养他们，但是这个长老都不能做什么。
They have sent senior ministers before, cannot do anything.
他们派资深的传道到那边去，也不能够帮到他们。
So for him as a young minister, he was very afraid.
所以他身为一个年轻的工人，他到那边，他心里非常害怕。
So the time he put so much effort to praying for the church.
所以在那个时候，他花很多的心力来为他们祷告。
For as he prayed for several months.
所以他祷告了几个月之后。
And then God showed him a vision.
那神给他看了异象。
And the first vision that he saw was the head of a serpent.
所以他看到的异象是看到蛇的头。
So as he saw the head of a serpent, he followed the head of the serpent. All of a sudden, he saw a big body of that serpent.
他看到了蛇的头，一个很大的头。他看一继续的看下去，看到了蛇的身体。
And the serpent's body occupied the whole church.
那蛇的身体就包围了整个教会。
And his head is the one in front of the church controlling everything.
那他的头也是在教会上面。来控制着整个教会。
Then he realized.
那他就明白了。
The reason the church have so much division.
为什么教会里面有这么多的纷争
？Because of Satan.
就是因为魔鬼的缘故。
Because brothers and sisters allow Satan to occupy the whole church.
就是因为弟兄姐妹让魔鬼有地步。
So because of this, he told the brothers and sisters.
所以他就明白地告诉弟兄姐妹。
They must pray to get rid of Satan.
你们要一起祷告，把魔鬼赶出去。
Then he shared with me.
他也跟我分享。
As he continued to pray,
他继续祷告的时候
，and all of a sudden Satan becomes small and small and small.
这个魔鬼变得越来越小。
And that serpent becomes so small to the point they can just stomp with his foot and destroy it.
这个魔鬼，这个蛇变得很小，小到我们一脚踩下去就可以把它毁灭掉了。
And then after that,
在那个之后
，the church was at peace.
这个教会就和平
了。No longer the church belonged to Satan.
这个教会不再属于魔鬼。
No longer the church gave a foothold to Satan.
这个教会不再给魔鬼留地步。
So because of this, the brothers and sisters become loving toward one another.
那在这个之后，弟兄姐妹都非常的有爱心，互相接待。
So this is for every single one of us.
这也是要跟我们各位讲。
We love God very much.
我们都非常的爱神。
And we love the servant very much.
我们也都非常喜欢来服侍他。
But make sure during a service to do not allow Satan to occupy our hearts and occupy the church.
但是在我们的服事当中，一定不要让魔鬼在我们的心中有地步。
Because if we allow him to do so, a church can never be at peace.
因为如果我们让他有地步的话，教会里面就没有和睦。
We must put both feet inside the chapel.
我们要把两只脚都放在教会里面。
And close the door behind us.
然后再把门关起来。
So Satan have not room to come into the household of God.
魔鬼就不能够进到神的家里面。
So if we do not do this,
所以如果我们没有这样做的话，
then our heel will be bruised.
这样子我们的脚跟就会被伤害。
Not only we cannot serve God, but maybe we cannot make it on the end of the journey of the
我们的脚跟被伤害，不止我们不能够服侍神，甚至连天国可能都进不去。
Let's also turn to book of Romans chapter 10.
我们请看罗马书第十章。
No, many nowadays maybe some people they have pedicure.
罗马书
pedicure. They mean they go and take care of their feet, right?
我现在很多人可能他都会好好的来照顾他的脚。
Maybe even some women, right? They get their toenail pains and this and that, right?
那有一些女士甚至把她们的脚的指甲擦得非常的漂亮。
Because to make it more look, to make it look prettier.
想要让她们的脚变得更加漂亮。
So about for, how about for us?
那我们呢？
The feet that have been washed by Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的脚被主耶稣洗过了。
How can we make it more beautiful?
我们怎么样能够让它
For sure, my feet are very ugly, right?
那一定我的脚是非常丑陋
的。Even I can go to get pedicure, I cannot do any, you know, it's not going to help any.
我就算去美容院给他们处理过，也是可能帮不了太多。
But I have hope.
但是我有一个希望
that in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ, my feet can become beautiful.
就是在主耶稣的眼里，我的脚能够成为美丽的。
How can we make our feet more beautiful?
我们怎么样让我们的脚成为美丽呢？
Romans chapter 10 verse 14 and 15.
我们请看罗马书第十章第十四节第十五节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第十章第十四节第十五节。
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear with our preacher? Verse 15.
第十五节。
And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So for us as Christians, we want our feet to become more beautiful.
如果我们要让我们的脚更为佳美。
We must go out and continually to preach the gospel.
我们一定要出去继续的传福音。
And only then, each day, in the eyes of God, our feet will become very precious and become very beautiful.
这样子，在每一天，在神的眼中，我们的脚都是非常的美丽。
Because we know many people out in the world.
我们知道外面有很多的人。
They do not have our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们没有神。
And how can they believe in Him if we don't go out and preach the gospel?
那他们如果没有听过神的福音，他们怎么能够相
信呢？ And how can they hear if there's no preacher to preach to them?
他们如果没有人去传，他们怎么能够听见
呢？ So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们在座的每一位。
For those of us who've been our feet been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一位脚已经被洗干净的人。
We must go out and preach the gospel.
我们一定要出去传福音。
To make our feet more beautiful each day.
让我们的脚中更加和美。
And last of all.
那最后一点
Let's go to Romans chapter 16.
我们请看罗马书第十六章
Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
罗马书第十六章第二十节
Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
罗马书十六章第二十节
And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
愿赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
So we know the feet have been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道我们的脚已经被主耶稣所洗净了。
It's no longer smelly and ugly.
再不是丑陋或者是臭的。
But it comes very precious in the eyes of God.
是非常在主里面是非常宝贵的。
So because of this, we should serve brothers and sisters with love.
因为这个缘故，我们要用爱心来服侍弟兄
姐妹。Because of this, we should not lift our heels against our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个缘故，我们不再用我们的脚来踢伤我们的主耶稣。
And because of this, we do not allow Satan to bruise our heel.
因为这个缘故，我们不让撒旦来伤我们的脚跟。
So because of this, we always must put both feet into.Into the church.
因为这个缘故，我们要把两只脚都放在神的教会里面。
And the only time we go out is to preach the gospel.
我们出去就是为了要传福音。
And only then on the end days.
那这样子到最后的那一
天。When our Lord Jesus Christ come again.
当我们的主耶稣再来的时候。
He will use the same feet that he washed to crush Satan under it.
那用这一双被他洗过的脚，就要把撒旦践踏在下面。
And then we will be able to be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子，我们就能够永远跟主耶稣在一起。
Because the feet that our Lord Jesus Christ have washed,
因为这双脚已经被神所洗过了。
Become so powerful,
变得非常的有力。
To the point that we can destroy Satan,
甚至能够毁灭魔鬼。
So may God strength continue to strengthen our feet.
所以愿神继续的加添我们脚力量。
And make sure do not use our feet to do evil.
那一定要用我们的脚做好事，不要做坏事。
But use our feet to glorify the name of God.
用我们的脚来祝福神。
So may God help all of us.
愿神祝福各位。
And now we're going to invite the youth to come up to present a couple of hymns for us.
那我们现在请我们的青年来为我们献唱几首赞美诗。
Let's invite the youth. Praise and thank God, it sounded so beautiful.
很感谢神，这些诗都非常的美好。
May God's name be glorified.
愿神的名被荣耀。
Now let's all rise up and sing him.